So guys, for the first step, you want to head over to search and type in CMD. Then you want to run it as administrator. And then click on yes. Now once you run this, you want to type in chkdsk space forward slash f space forward slash r. And then click on enter. Now for the next step, you want to head over to search and type in services. Click on it. Now once you run this, you want to click on any service, then click on W on your keyboard. Then you want to scroll down until you find Windows Update. You want to right click on it, click on properties. And then make sure that the starter type is on automatic and that the service is running. So click on start, which then make it running, and click on OK. Now if you got to this point and it was already running and it was already on automatic, then you want to click on restart the service. Now you want to restart your computer and then the problem should be fixed.